Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Man, we have been talking about Venezuela, We've been showing you. Listen, if you're listening from Venezuela or watching, listen, we're praying for you. We've been getting those secret the posts, you know, that you say delete once they go up. And there's people there in Venezuela, which is real close to all of us here in America. But is the fact that, you know, the military has just overrun the people there. People, you're on the bus, like the city bus. And all of a sudden, the local law enforcement comes on reportedly, and they come on there and they rob basically everybody on there. They rape people.
Wow.
They take their things. They went to, in the beginning of this whole crash that's going on, they went to the local Columbia to be able to buy groceries with the money they had, and they had to go put the groceries back because they told them that all of your money does not even buy 2 days worth of groceries.
Wow.
I remember, crash.
Yeah, I remember us sharing that one man said, what I used to feed my dog, I now eat myself for dinner.
Yeah.
That's how rough the situation has gotten. Their parents are sending their children to live with other family members because they can't afford to feed them anymore. And this has been going on for some time now.
Yes, it's very tragic. And listen, they can't if they get caught speaking against the government or posting something, we know your heart, we're praying for you, that you know, you can get 20 years. They said 20 years in prison just for posting something, a comment saying help us. You know, we need help, but we know it. As a matter of fact, Senator Marco Rubio is talking about that as well. What does Senator Rubio say here?
Well, he indicated in a Spanish language interview with Univision a few weeks ago that the United States should consider a military intervention in Venezuela. In the interview with Miami's Univision 23, Rubio said that a military intervention may be justified on the grounds of national security.
Because they're so close.
Yeah.
And we'll hear more about that in
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For months and years, this is Rubio speaking, I wanted the solution in Venezuela to be a non-military and peaceful solution, simply to restore democracy, he said. There is a national assembly elected by the people that has been annulled by a dictatorship. First it was Hugo Chavez.
Right.
Now it was his vice president Maduro has taken over. And the economy has completely collapsed. They own Citgo Oil and they still don't have any resources.
They have so many resources there and they've totally crashed it. And remember, the former leader was
Hugo Chavez.
Hugo Chavez. He was the one that when President Obama first became president, that he got up in the meeting, or all these leaders were meeting, he walked around and gave him his book.
Yeah.
You know, and he was the one that partnered up with Cuba, partnered up with socialism,
He's
communism.
The one who's called our president at the United Nations, George Bush at the time, a devil.
Right.
I mean, just very disrespectful.
And it wasn't long after that where his life, he died of cancer or something of that nature. But socialism only works until you run out of other people's money.
No doubt.
And they ran out. And now, what do you do when your economy's crashing? What do you do when you can't buy groceries, you can't buy food, you can't pay your rent, you can't work? At one point, remember, they said they were going to force people to go work on farms, you know, because socialism doesn't motivate work. And so there, some of the reports were, they're going to say, you're going to have to work this many hours on the farm. That's slavery. I mean, that's what happens when you, these people right now, they're trying to embrace socialism. It has never, ever, ever, ever
worked.
Ever worked. And the people that are talking about it the most are millionaires. They have guards. They have houses.
Yeah, of course.
It's like they can begin with actually distributing their own money first.
Look at Cuba. Yes. Look at Venezuela. I mean, think about it.
Across the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Rubio continues to say, I believe that the armed forces of the United States are only used in the event of a threat to national security. He says, I believe that there is a very strong argument that can be made at this time that Venezuela and the Maduro regime has become a threat to the region and even to the United States.
And it is. You know, you're looking just, you know, if you look at, for flight distance, it's very small. We actually put the map up and showed the distance between. It's not far at all. Many of the former Venezuela citizens are living in America now. You know, they've come to America, and a lot are in Senator Rubio's state.
Sure.
You know, and
a lot of them can't even get here now. They can't get here. It's also reported that one of Maduro's, according to these articles, henchmen, Cabello, reportedly hired a hitman to assassinate Rubio in 2017, a claim that the regime denies, but he is understood to have President Donald Trump's ear on directing his policy towards Cuba and Venezuela, where the U.S. has rolled back the liftings of sanctions under President Barack Obama. And so this is
you're looking at Maduro here, and from what I understand, you know, he actually was a bus driver. He was a bus driver in Venezuela, and he went from bus driver to
vice president
to this position.
Well, he was vice president, and then he became
president.
It continues to say that Venezuela has not only morphed into a narco state with full control of the military, but has also allowed Cuban occupation of 40,000 civilian and intelligence agents of its territory, as well as the control of police and military forces.
So it's a total takeover. Cuba has come in. Cuba is now taking over Venezuela.
This doesn't even make any sense, but what makes sense. Yeah, when you have a senator from one of the largest, third largest state in the nation, 27
right.
million people, saying, this is a real threat to the United States, and
right.
we may need to take military action.
Right.
This is a big deal.
You know, sometime back, we had a chance to be, you know, at a meeting with former Congressman Jeff Miller, and he was speaking at a particular meeting.
Sure.
Know, and that...
He was asked specifically about Venezuela.
About Venezuela. And at that time, Hamas had sent representatives over and joined the government in some way. So the Hamas that's over there harassing Israel and all the things that are happening in the Middle East and the Gaza and all the different things going on, they actually came to Venezuela and took advantage of the situation. And they're in there somewhere. And, you know, what we were told specifically at that point from former Congressman Jeff Miller was they have missiles that can deliver a payload to the United States of America. They have those missiles there. Well, Hamas showing up and Iran partnering with Hamas can put stuff in there, especially with the Iran nuclear deal, to be able to put something and deliver something into the United States. But this is the biggest thing that...
And this was in 2014.
Right, correct.
And so desperate people do desperate things.
Correct.
When you can't feed yourself and someone's offering you some bullets...
Yes.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, and you're looking at that's what happened with North Korea. They started doing desperate acts because they wanted attention. They wanted to shove things. But this is the one who was in the know, you know, that he was in the know. He was a congressman. He was aware of what was going on, a real good man. And, you know, former Congressman Jeff Miller summed it up this way. It's getting scarier. Put the kid with the kids come to three. It's getting scarier and scarier. John and I looked at each other like, oh my goodness, this is the man that knows stuff, right?
Do tell,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you're looking at, you know, and he was letting us know that that this is happening. This is happening. It was interesting on 9/11 that all of Congress, the president, everybody walked out and they were totally caught by surprise and they had no idea that was going to happen. And no man knows everything. God knows everything.
That's right.
And some of the prophetic things.
With the best intelligence money can buy, right?
The best.
They stood it now.
Yes, and somebody was getting a license to fly our planes and whatever was going on. But so you're looking at the, you know, some of the prophetic words that we share with you from Dimitri Judiman and others about stuff coming from the south and Cuba and something happening from the south. Well, you know, I believe that, you know, you're hearing people talk about, you know, even heaven has walls. The papacy, the Pope has walls. China has the Great Wall of China. Walls are just normal. Your house is probably has walls around it, right? But I believe the strategic prophetic strategy of a wall protecting our borders is not what everybody's saying it is. It's for all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to see just a massive running coming towards America, other countries that we wouldn't have any control. And all of a sudden, then America would then be Venezuela. And, you know, it did have a legal form of immigration of people coming and agreeing. This is amazing things that are taking place in Venezuela, and God has something to say about every nation. He says, this is what he says. He says a nation will stand or a nation will fall depending on his decision about that nation. If he warns a nation, if a nation is going awry like Venezuela and they repent, then he'll allow the nation to stand. But if they don't repent, he will take a nation down. It says it in Scripture. It's exactly what he says. Mm. And so we want to pray for the people of Venezuela because this is not the people of Venezuela. This is
their government.
Their government. But they did embrace socialism.
Yeah,
and so there's I heard one man from Germany talk about the biggest temptation to a man's flesh is the promise of communism and socialism because it says you're not going to have to do nothing and they're going to take care of you.
Yeah.
But it always ends with you dying, and it always ends with starvation. And
it begins with who is your God.
Yes,
if
true.
If government is your God, and
you
all those people,
yeah.
If all the people today that are calling for social, if you want to make government your God, then this is the end result of it. But only God is God.
Well, ask the question when somebody says they present to you the idea of socialism, to say, can we table that for a moment and ask you about something else and we can come back to that? Who is Jesus to you?
Yeah.
And they're going to, if they don't know him, because they know him, they're not going to give him up for government.
Of course.
Because they know the government cannot provide for them. But if they don't know who Jesus is, then you understand they don't know who God is. Then don't listen to that kind of advice like
no.
that. And it's the biggest temptation. You won't have to work and people will take care of you. You like Vice President Joe Biden said previously, he said, listen, learn how to play the guitar. It's like, what are you talking about?
These are grown folks talking like this. No. Who wants to settle for that?
Well, think about this. During that administration, there wasn't any jobs.
Yeah.
But now,
go to college.
Yeah.
They take more debt.
Yes, take more debt. But now they actually have jobs. We have more jobs than we have people to work them. Do you know what? Venezuela would be so pleased to have the economy that the people in America have.
No doubt.
And we pray that that breakthrough will happen and revival will come to Venezuela. But what does and this is it. I believe this is the beginning of revival. And I want to encourage you, when this prophetic word is fulfilled from Cindy Jacobs, don't turn to government again. Turn to God. Begin to cry out to God, and God hears that. And he will bring revival, a great awakening to your whole nation there, and you'll return back to God, and God will just bless Venezuela in a big way.
So a lot of times, too, you're seeing a principality over an area. So this is just a front man. When that principality comes down, then you're going to see an open heaven probably over that whole entire area. But listen to Cindy Jacobs.
Well, Dutch Seed said this. I want to say this before you. Dutch Seed said in the beginning of 2018, he says the giants that have been around, spiritual stronghold principality giants that have been around since the beginning of time are going to fall.
Mm.
So it's kind of hard to believe a world outside of that because these have been around forever. But understand that stuff's going on in Venezuela because there's something, like John's saying, that's in the heavenlies. But listen to what he's talking about when he reads from Cindy Jacobs' prophetic word specifically about this leader. I guess you could call him a tyrant.
Tyrant.
Over Venezuela.
In fact, let's go to Cindy Jacobs right now. She shares his prophetic word.
The Lord told us evil dictators at the global summit we had here in November. Evil dictators are starting to fall. Think what's happening in Iran right now. Maduro in Venezuela, he is out. God is going to shift him out. Mugabe is out in Zimbabwe. I'm telling you what, God is getting ready to shake everything that can be shaken. But you need to be the one who disturbs Satan's kingdom.
So we just want to pray right now for you in Venezuela. You know, we're going to move on after this, but I want to pray for you. Yeah. Father God, we just pray that you'll meet the needs of the Venezuela people,
yes.
Father God. Lord, they're hungry, Father God. Their government has turned evil, God. The church is being persecuted. They're being raped and robbed and stole from, Lord God. Lord, one touch from your hand, you could bring revival, God. We pray that you would send your angels to warfare on your behalf, Lord, to advance your kingdom in Venezuela, God. That revival would come, that awakening would come, that the evil government would fall. We lock our agreement with Cindy Jacobs and this word that you gave her, Lord. And so let it be according to your word, Father God. And may Venezuela become a light again, a place of hope again, a place of prosperity again. We pray this in Jesus' name. We love you. We're praying for you. Keep staying in touch with us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.